And then they got the, I mean, it's, back then they had boxes. It had a, they didn't give me no papers, the boxes. I had to take a machine, they'd put the nails in there, put the box in there and everything, and a bash of pedal, and that's the way they used to ship cheese.
Oh.
And when I left, they selling a million and something cheese a day here in the South. That's just here in the South. And that's the way it worked. And there's, they used to take that cheese and put them in a cooler and grind them up. They had a had two grinding machines down there. They'd take two bowls of cheese to fill up a boxcar. Well, one man was going to get on day shift there one day. He got ground up, just a young boy. Well, he couldn't get nobody to clean that place up. And me and another fellow went in there and take a 50-gallon barrel and put his body in there.
Gosh.
And that's just, he's going to get on the day shift the next day. And I couldn't get nobody, I had a boy working bees. So he's just a young kid. I says, I sent him upstairs, you know, working the lab. He said, I can't stand to go by. I said, well, I'll put you somewhere for you where you'd like it. He said, I'm gonna quit. I said, well, I can put you somewhere you wouldn't quit. But you know, he quit. He couldn't go by there.
Got him upset, huh?
Got on his nerves.
I bet that was tough.
Now you know what they do, the boss man has to go down there, why didn't they do that? See, they had a rake to pull that cheese out from under there, and the switch was on the column right here. And then somebody must have turned on or something.
Yeah.
It's the worst thing I ever seen. And now the boss man has to go down there to do that automatic. They don't do that to start with, is what they ought to done. Before somebody got hurt or killed. And then that's just the way it worked at the Crane Fruit Company, you know.
Gosh.
So.
What about working at Brothers?
I worked with my brother for, I quit down there, I worked with him 29 years, and I quit with him. And, I went to work with my brother. He sold dirt. George sell more dirt to him one day than he'd sell in a year.
Wow.
I just, and he didn't get nothing marked. Now George, he'd sell hundreds of yards of rocks and dirt a day. It wasn't like it. He could sell more dirt in a day than he'd sell in a week. Of course, we'd order about 25,000 yards at a time. They'd haul it in and we'd haul it out. Because we was paying them trucks $50 an hour, and they charge you time and half time for working overtime. And on Saturday, they charge you double time. You got to have your pencil really sharp. If you don't, you go busted.
Oh my goodness.
You got to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And we sold rock, and they'll sell it for $2 a square foot. Then you get to, we had to recommend a bricklayer. It cost a $2, $4 a square foot it cost to get them rock laid. And we're selling this here rock up there, we're selling you had to recommend it, and some of them didn't know how to, ask me how do you make mud, but they all know to sell. It's crazy. That's just the way it works.
They didn't understand the business,
They cut out their flower place, you know, done away with. They got rocks that are running for $800 on up, and they sell these little old bitty rocks about that big, $6 a pound. And they're selling them too.